and today we will present results of the NIST results for the first quarter of this year. And as always, it will be presented by Anthony Cherepanov, who is director of FEPA function. Also, the present are the Ms. Petrushevsky. After the presentation, we will spare a part where you will be able to ask questions. Before we start with the official part of the presentation, I would like to state the waivers of the presentation. This presentation are made by NIST, and they contain information that are related to operation of this. All the comments that may be given today during the presentation may have the character of the forecast of the operation, and all the statements except the factual statements on indicators may be interpreted as the statements on uncertain future events or the forecast character. All the events that have character or relate to circumstances may include, but not limiting to, publicly available documents. And related to that, there is no guarantee that the statements on uncertain future events will really happen in the future, and that the results of operation and liquidity result may differ from the statements about uncertain future events that are contained in this presentation. I would like to give the floor to Anton at this moment. Thank you, Liljana. Dear colleagues, good morning, everybody. Good day. We haven't seen each other for quite a long time. Thank you for coming, and thank you for being present by link and Skype. Last time we met last year after the end of the third quarter, and in the meantime, we have external changes and challenges, and they unfortunately affected our results. But let's move on to results, and let's see how our results are not splendid, real, but not bad either. And we continued effort, and we work and develop as always. So I would like to present the results for the first quarter of this year, and after that, we will have time for clarifications and for responding to questions. But we have to bear in mind this uncertainty and the situation on geopolitical level that considerably affect the operation of NIST. First, the results for the first quarter of this year, with the special review of newly established circumstances that made conditions for our operation quite complex, when the decision of the Foreign Ministry and Treasury, when our company was included in the sanctions, and the licenses that we received at that moment for the deferment, according to and based on the request that we filed, and the government filed the same request for deferment, and this license has been prolonged three times regarding the deferment of American sanctions. But in those circumstances and those conditions, enter our company.
Тришта свим виростом нафтних деривата, КАО і очуванні стабільності посилання нашої компанії. Ну,
and kept the stability of our company. And when we talk about results of our operation, the results of NIST Group operation in these circumstances, apart from them, also was influenced by the drop of the petroleum product prices. Anyway, we completed the first quarter with a positive net result in these circumstances. Here we have the slide where we can see when OFAC introduced the sanctions to NIS, how many requests and applications were submitted after that, and how many special licenses were issued after that. The licenses are on the right-hand side. The last license for deferment was received on 25th of April, after the request for deferment of license several days before, and it will be valid until 27th of June this year. If we bear in mind that we have four licenses issued for NIS operation, then within this process, the majority of decisions is on the by our shareholders. They are all dedicated to the stable operation of our company, and we will continue to do so. We will we also filed a request on 14th of March for the removal from SDN list, from the listing, and with the decision we received the conditions that we have to fulfill in order to be delisted by OFAC from American sections. It is not only a decision of OFAC, the decision has to be made by the Congress of the United States, and the whole process requires more time. We plan to go through the entire course of the process with interim licenses for deferment of sanctions application. As for the important events after the introduction of sanctions, there were changes that already happened in the company in the meantime. On 26th of February, we have changed the equity structure, or in another words, we have increased participation of Gazprom and reduced Gazprom Neft. Gazprom has 11.3% and the Gazprom Neft 44.85%. It is shown in the slide on the left side. We also introduced some changes in our board of directors. At the next shareholders assembly, we will see whether additional changes will happen in the composition of the board of directors. For the time being, these are the shown compositions and changes we will see in future about changes. Next is the slide with macroeconomic indicators. It is shown a little bit different than before. We have some extended data regarding the oil price. We have two charts for the first quarter of this year compared to first quarter of the past year. The below is the movement and trend of gasoline prices and oil prices. We can see that the average price in the first quarter, both this and last year, noted drop, which indicates also our KPIs. We see the spread of gasoline on the lower charts. We have the trends in 24th and 25. Those spreads are in decrease. And at the moment, they are at the level, average level or medium level, which exists 10 or 15 years back. It is more or less balanced. And that, of course, influences our result. On the right-hand side, we see the indicators of inflation and the growth of gross salary in Serbia, average gross salary in Serbia, and that also influences our costs of operation. And next is a slide about upstream block. In the first quarter, we have 7 exploratory and 1 exploitation well, 12 exploratory drills and 1
We also started working on expanding the gas storage, Banatski Dvor, which means drilling for gas wells and possible additional 8. So this will be done by Oilfield Services, this expansion of the gas storage. As for the refining block, the main objective was the regular supply of domestic market with all types of petroleum products. In the first quarter, the refining adopted the operation to market conditions, but now they continue with the production with refining of oil, crude oil and petroleum semi-products, which will be placed on the market of petroleum products. The total output in the first quarter is 853,000 tons. As financial indicators, the CapEx is 1.1 billion dinars and EBITDA 2.1 billion dinars. As for the sales and distribution, all our petrol stations are in operation and we continue with the development. In the first quarter, we acquired a new petrol station, Majdanpek 2. Currently, it is going through rebranding and then it will be put into operation. As for the share in the retail market, we managed to preserve around 50% of share in the market, and total sales in retail is 203,000 tons. As for financial indicators, CapEx is 1.2 billion dinars and EBITDA 2.5 billion dinars. Here on this slide, we see the retail development projects for 2025. As I mentioned, we have acquired 1 petrol station. It is currently undergoing rebranding, and we plan to reconstruct 5 petrol stations by the end of the year in Serbia. So that's it for the sales and distribution. As for the energy, we continue with the solar panels, with solar power stations project, and we are currently obtaining documents for connection of the solar power station from the electrical distribution company. As for the Smederevo solar power station, we have conducted the tender and currently we are about to obtain all the permits. We should mention that the total power output is 34.9 gigawatt hours, and This is together with capacity from Tetopancho, which is 300 gigawatts. The capex is not so large, but we continue with the development, as I mentioned, and the EBITDA is slightly in negative, but we need to do additional calculations because the effects from power generation, actually this does not include Tetopančevo, and this is based on the results of sales and distribution, refining and downstream blocks. Next, regarding solar power stations, last year we have put into operation 40 power stations. The plan for this year is 33, so we continue with the green agenda. In the first quarter already, we have completed 5 projects. So here we can see it marked in blue, and we have 28 facilities which are undergoing construction and will be put into operation by the end of this year. As for HIPA Petrochemia, in the first quarter, we performed the turnaround activities, and we managed to ensure stability and reliability of the equipment. And also we had activities on the boiler, which is very important to ensure stable operation of HIP Petrochemia. This was successful, and we hope that we will avoid any unscheduled downtimes in this way, but also we continue with other projects to ensure the reliability of HIP operations and the stable operations of HIP Petrochemia. Also, we are currently executing the project of polypropylene, and we are currently in the phase of development of FEED study, and this is all in accordance with the schedule. So as I said, the FEED study has been put on has been suspended due to the licenses of the contract